I don't care what is happening in your life. God with heaven is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation. Cause we got
to announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. God said He will do what? You are still remaining in the old. That's Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. It killed the old church because new things were not embraced. The church was busy playing religion. Now, how can you use the pattern your father used to run his family, to run your family, and expect to get godly results? You need a paradigm. Your father ran his family based on what he knew. Today, you have to run your family based on the word. For instance, as a chorister, you sang a song that triggered the atmosphere for the miraculous last Sunday. So you must sing the same song this Sunday. And cannot just sing the same song every day. Even when the Holy Ghost says, shift your song, he said, no. The Holy Ghost telling you, don't sing that song, sing this song. He said, no. Jesus did not use one dogmatic system, method of healing the sick. He healed the sick by speaking the word. He healed the sick by rebuking unclean spirits. He healed the sick by touching the garment of his cloth, the hem of his garment. He even spat on the floor and took the clay. He was shifting per time. You cannot follow one stereotype and think you will go forward. David conquered Goliath with a stone, but he didn't use stone to fight the Philistines. He was changing power. Am I talking? Stubbornness and unwillingness to change in the face of better techniques and better ideas is the energy of fools. I change every day. I do what? Let me tell you something. The way I change. If I see something better than what I'm doing, I will change. If anything better. Before now, we used to, when we want to decorate church, we use satin, throw wrapper here. Some people still do it in churches. They throw wrapper here. Throw here. Throw here. Throw satin from one end. The whole church will look like a mission environment. Throw the whole place with wrapper. That's how we used to decorate. Then, that one passed. I went travel outside, saw a church, they just put a flex. I said, this one is better. Remove this wrapper. And when they finished, the whole wrapper we heap, they had a store of wrapper. So I said, put flex. And I went again, I saw simplicity of decoration. I said, change from flex, change your pattern. Be changing the altar. Am I talking? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You keep shifting. Keep what? Shifting. You have been selling your shop and nobody's coming to buy. Change your pattern. Change your... You enter shop, you don't laugh. Every office you enter, they sack you. You should ask yourself, so I have to shift my pattern. You are so rigid. So what? They say, change. Don't go to the market for sales this hour. You say, no. I must go to the market 9. You say, no. We want you in this office to go 11. You say, no. MD, why I must go 9?
The man said, no, this is, there has to be a shift. 9 o'clock is not good for us. We want 11. Do work before. He said, no. The MD will tell you to, no. Amen. So tell them about paradigm shift. If you don't want to lose like Swiss, make sure you shift too. I can tell you life why shifting is very important. Listen, why you have to shift. I was watching, I learned, before I teach, I watch. Why you need to shift? Barcelona played with AC Milan. Now listen, why you need to shift is this. Paradigm shift is very powerful. When they played the first leg, Messi could not see the post. They were taking the ball before it gets to 18. Every time he gets to 18, three players will block him and take the ball from him. So Messi was rendered useless in the whole match in Milan. And the young man shifted. I'm sure he went to watch himself, or his coach must have told him, boy, you have to strike before they take the ball from you. Messi changed his pattern. Immediately five players stood. From them, he lobbed the ball over them. If it was in Milan, he'll want to dribble and he'll take it. This time, they were thinking he would dribble. He just took the ball and looped it. And then before they knew it, it was in the net. Say shift. Say shift. Am I talking? Arsenal was not to be reckoned with Bayern Munich. They said, Bayern Munich will beat Arsenal home and away. But Arsenal changed their pattern and shockingly took Bayern Munich 2-0 in Germany, which was a shocker. Yes, Bayern Munich qualified, but Arsenal had to shift. Am I talking? Tell your neighbor, shift. Tell your neighbor, you keep shifting. Embrace paradigm shift. Embrace what? Embrace paradigm shift. Embrace paradigm. Embrace paradigm shift. How to strive for continuous improvement? Number 5. You must remain teachable and correctable. You must remain what? You must be teachable and correctable. You must be teachable. When you throw up a stone, wherever it stops what? Coming down. Your improvement and excellence will stop when you become a know-it-all, an encyclopedia of knowledge. If you think you know everything, you really don't know anything. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2, say, if a man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. A teachable and a correctable man is a man who can learn from anybody and will also not see correction as opposition. As powerful as Moses was, the confidant of God, filled with revelation and power, he learned stress-free leadership from Jethro, his father-in-law. Am I talking? It was a little maid of Naaman, the army general, in 2 Kings chapter 5, 2 to 4, that brought deliverance to Naaman. Am I talking? Jesus Christ, the Messiah, sat under lawyers to hear from them. He was taught by them. He didn't say, I'm the son of the living God, therefore I will not learn. No, the Bible said, as his custom was, he sat under them. He was teachable. He was what? If you are not teachable, you cannot be a leader. It is not possible to make continuous progress when you are not teachable and correctable.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
The quality of a man is in direct proportion to his commitment to excellence, regardless of his chosen field of endeavor.
So when I took stock of my activities, my spiritual, my family life, my career life, You know, the areas that I was not doing well, I have to take a decision to make definite changes in those areas of my life. And I tell you that the results have been outstanding.
As a career person, I think in my office, I've seen how I can do things, see myself standing out among my peers in the office.
As a quality is not an act, it's an act. Choose as a person that you will go for. Come on, sir, here. Don't settle for mediocrity, because I put my treasures in you, so you are too expensive to be at the bottom. So push your way to the top.
Innovation brings creativity. Creativity brings excellence. To be outstanding, you must stand out in the crowd. Excellence is possible. The world is waiting for your manifestation. To get the series of Touch of Excellence on DVD, VCD, or audio CD, call the number you see on your screen or visit salvationministrieshs.org.
You don't go have a future. You are not omniscient. It's only God that is all knowing. But funny enough, most of you take offense when you are corrected. When you can no longer be advised, you are heading for a crash in life, in ministry, in marriage. If your wife, for instance, and the married man cannot correct you, forget you're already on the way to home. To dead. There are men whose wife can't give them counsel. They say, what will a woman know? In your class, were you the only one who carried first? Most of you men, women beat you in your class. Who told you that the woman's brain is different from the man's brain? There are men who women can't correct. Hope you know that. They say, what will a woman know? That's why they don't grow. If you despise your wife, you're already finished. If you think your wife is stupid and she tells you, don't do this, you say, what does she know? You will know when you make a mistake. That she's seen your back while you are dancing. Have you seen anybody dancing like that and saw his back? Okay. The biggest enemy of teachability and correctability is pride. The biggest what? Of and is pride. So I will avoid it. Say, take my yoke and learn upon me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Matthew 11, verse 29. What stopped the excellence of Lucifer, who became Satan, was pride. Was what? In Isaiah 14, 12 to 13. May it not stop in Jesus' name. There is something God has told you, and people also have advised you, but you have refused to stop. You want to adamantly do it. Watch any man who divorced somewhere they advised him. Check anybody who divorced. Either the woman or the man was advised on something and they refused. Wickedly. Am I talking to someone here? Let me show you the result of refusing. In Proverbs 29 verse 1. Say, he that being often reproved and hardened his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. They tell you don't do this, you say, no. I will do it. Stay there. If they advise you, they say, don't marry that boy. You say, no. I go marry him. Anything you see, you... They say, this boy is not born again, no. He's not born again. He's still taking banners much more. He say, no. This boy, if I don't marry him, I'm going to die. You're going to really die, yo. Just tell yourself, I'm teachable, I'm correctable. Am I talking to someone here? I'm teachable and what? Somebody who corrects you loves you. Well, it takes courage to correct somebody. And someone says, stop that. David got to a point, everybody was afraid to talk to David. Otherwise, he sent somebody to call Uriah's wife. True? Huh? The person was afraid to say, king, it's wrong. David became so powerful that the people under him were afraid to talk to him, even when he was making mistakes. By the time your wife cannot talk to you, don't think he's a big man. You're already heading for a problem. There are some men, they made themselves so powerful that the wife, before they talk to them, they're afraid. And there are some women, their husbands too afraid. As if I talk to my wife now, 4 days, she will not greet me. So the man becomes afraid of talking to his own wife. He says, if I talk to her, she will quarrel me for 4 days. No, don't get to that point. The man should be bold enough to say, my wife, you're wrong. And the woman should be bold enough to say, you are wrong. By the time your wife is afraid of you, don't think you are too powerful, it's dangerous. Because even when you're doing evil, say, if I talk to him now, he won't give me feeding money. So even when you're making mistake, they say, your husband is making mistake. If you don't know, if I talk to this man, he will seize pocket money. There are men who, with their wife, correct them. Forget, woman should forget the pocket money. I think you know. There are some of you who cannot talk to your husbands. It's not true. The man is too powerful. He has become a lord. He will seize all the pocket money. Oh. He say, you correct me? Tell me I'm wrong? Balak bala. He told me I'm wrong. You are finished. That car, I will draw it from you. Never get to that point. Never get to that. All men, our best counselors are our wives. Because she's the woman who stays with you. It's only a wicked woman. But I don't think there's a wicked woman in the body of Christ. A counselor of a man is his wife. You know why? Everybody can leave you. A genuine wife won't leave you. So when you want to fall, you say, my husband, don't fall. Because if you fall, me too, I'll fall. Number six, I close with it. Join the moving train. Join what? If you want to strive for continuous improvement, join the moving train. Only a moving train can take you to your destination. It is useless to join a faulty and stationary train and expect to get to your destination. There are chariots you must join if you will fulfill destiny. In Acts chapter 8, verse 29, he said, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. The question is, who are you keeping around you? That's where I'm going. Who are you what? Who is your friend or mentor? Who is your role model? Whose words pattern your life? Who do you take counsel from? Who is your greatest influence? How can a frog teach an elephant how to be big? Is he big himself? No. No man can give you what he does not have. If Sahara Desert promises you a river of water, please reject it. It is a bad dream. Maybe a nightmare. How can you progress following people who are going nowhere? Only iron sharpens iron. Wood will never sharpen iron. Wood will rather blunt iron and not sharpen it. Be wise. Proverbs 27 verse 17. How can you improve continuously following a man who is no longer improving? Remember, the basis of every relationship should be for isolation and transformation and not for socialization and familiarization. Every association should be for what? Isolation and transformation, not just for social. Anytime you associate with somebody, ask yourself, this relationship of what benefit? Is it just for socialization and what? Familiarization, or is this relationship actually building me in life? Ask yourself, who are you camping with? All your friends are going nowhere. Not everybody at the bus stop is traveling. Some of them are touts. Not everybody at the airport is traveling. Not everybody in the church is going somewhere. Avoid any man whose lifestyle cannot fit into your vision. No Jonah has the ability to take you to your destination. If you carry a Jonah into your boat, just know what will happen. There are so many Jonahs in your life that you need to drop. A Jesus will move you in the midst of storm to your destination. A Jonah will make you not reach your destination. Either you walk with the Jonah or you walk with the Jesus, make your choice. In Jonah chapter 1 verse 3, Jonah caused problem on the sea. While in John chapter 6 verse 21, Jesus made them to sail through. One Jesus in your boat can change your life. And one Jonah in your boat can turn your boat upside down. One Jonah as a friend will turn your whole family upside down. Some of you today, why your family is having problems, is one woman you met that became a friend to your wife. And just by one careless talk with your wife that never quarreled you began to quarrel you. Just one Jonah that says she's a friend of your wife. And one Jonah that became a friend of your husband. Your husband that does not slap you, all of a sudden say, I will slap you. You say, 10 years you have never said that. Why all of a sudden you want to slap me? It's one Jonah that became a friend. The man who has never told her, I'll slap you, all of a sudden, if you talk again, I'll slap you. You know why? Jonah has told him, and next time she does that, slap her. Why carry a Jonah in your boat and expect to get to your destination? Finally, hear this. Every environment affects your achievement. You cannot follow people with 3x4 life and get 16x20 result. Join forces with those who are going somewhere in your own field. Am I talking? As a married woman, follow a God-fearing woman with a stable home front. As a businessman, follow a businessman that has a mega vision with first-class result and has respect for values. As a student, follow very brilliant and God-fearing students who have respect for values. Almost all our sorrows can be traced to our relationship with the wrong people and our joys with our relationships with the right people. A true friend knows your weaknesses but shows you your strength. He knows your fears, but fortifies your faith. He recognizes your disabilities, but emphasizes your abilities. Join yourself only to the right people, because only the wise can make you wise. Proverbs 13, verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. I want to close on this note. Remember that no single human being or company has monopoly or dominance in life. Because when God said to man, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and have dominion, he did not say it only to a single individual. He said it to the entire human race, including those unborn. That is why you need to sit up and not think that you have. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior.
Jesus' name. Amen. The quality of a man is in direct proportion to his commitment to excellence, regardless of his chosen field of endeavor.
So when I took stock of my activities, my spiritual, my family life, my career life, you know, the areas that I was not doing well, I had to say, I have to take a decision to make definite changes in those areas of my life. And I tell you that the results have been outstanding.
As a career person, I think in my office, I've seen how I can do things, see myself standing out among my peers in the office.
As a quality is not an act, it's an act. Choose as a person that you will go for. Come on, sir, here. Don't settle for mediocrity, because I put my treasures in you, so you are too expensive to be at the bottom. So push your way to the top.
Innovation brings creativity. Creativity brings excellence. To be outstanding, you must stand out in the crowd. Excellence is possible. The world is waiting for your manifestation. To get the series of Touch of Excellence on DVD, VCD, or audio CD, call the number you see on your screen or visit salvationministrieshs.org.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
You release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi, The Power of Small Beginning, Miracle Hands, Living Without Financial Pressure, The Prosperous Family, How to Hear from God, How Faith Works, Unlimited Success, Recovering Your Inheritance, Releasing Your Destiny, Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and Lot More. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Abiyomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
You can become a member and how you can get in our materials. Visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Abiyomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Botswana. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.